Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's gorgeous out. It's Monday. Oh, Mondays are always the best days.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. It's 8:38 and it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware.
Ooh, I love them.
Get set for spring with cookout ready grills at all 12 Outdoor Supply Hardware stores.
Okay.
Find the store nearest you at osh.com. That's osh.com.
Osh.
All right. So it's really nice out. We had rain yesterday. It wasn't nearly as wet as we were told it would be at my house. I don't know how. Did it dump on you guys or no?
We got a period of about 2 hours where it was heavy rain. But other than that, it was sunny by the end of the day, and it wasn't too bad in the morning. So
yeah, I feel like that big storm was a bust.
Oh, every drop.
Right.
Right.
I guess.
Looks like Apple's going to invest $430 billion over the next 5 years here in the United States. That includes a $1 billion campus in North Carolina.
Wow.
So that's nice to see. You know, we do need people to be out working here in the United States. And hopefully that's going to create a ton of jobs. Right now, they say the North Carolina campus will create 3,000 jobs. And they're spending tons of money elsewhere. So good news, Apple. Way to invest back in us since, you know, we
appreciate it.
You know, a big part of the party.
We are. We're like one of the main guests at the party. So if you could make hors d'oeuvres that we like.
Right.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. Thank you, Apple.
Thanks, Apple.
Speaking of Apple, actually, I have this. Do you ever get those reports like how much internet you use this week? And is your usage up or is it down? I get those quite a bit, and I've noticed my internet's way up.
Oh, there's a lot of internet.
Well, you know, I mean, you're using it now here at home for work, and then you're using it whenever you try to research something, and then who knows who else is on your devices when you're not looking, so there's that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. According to a new study, the average person spends about 59 hours a week using the internet.
Damn, that's much time.
It's about 8.5 hours a day.
Well, that's definitely using it for these 5 hours plus, you know, it's that there's that. And then I'm checking my phone. So technically, even anytime you're looking at your phone for anything, you're online, you're using data.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then the kids are on it for school. If you've got those kids or your kids are on it for different reasons. I know your youngest boy is doing all his, you know, music online. And
my son's entire job is online. And then I suppose if you're streaming shows, that is technically the internet. You're streaming over the internet.
Right.
Huh.
I have a story for your oldest, but I got to get through these others first. This one is about kids going to summer school. I know with my kid, in fact, we just talked about it. She's only in first grade, and she reads well, and she's actually doing pretty good in math. So we feel like the year hasn't been a total loss, but a lot of kids are finding themselves either facing some kind of redoing the school year or having to do some kind of catch-up, which is why summer school might be appealing to people, because you sure don't want to go back a grade, do you?
You don't if you can help it, but giving up your summer might be worth it.
Anyway, that's what some parents and schools are banking on, that kids are actually looking forward to summer school. Hopefully they miss the social aspect of school.
Oh, we're talking in-person summer school.
They think kids miss in-person school so much they'll actually be excited to get out of the house and go to school this summer.
They might.
Schools in North Carolina, Virginia, Nevada, and more will open this summer and hope that kids want to go and get caught up on the work they missed. I hope they do too, because, man,
This was a
this
crazy...
is a major setback for a lot of people for a, you know, dozens of reasons. Home COVID tests have finally started hitting stores like Walmart and CVS. The kit costs $24 and you can use them to give yourself a test at home. And you'll get the results that same day without having to send the tests out for processing.
Oh, that's great.
Home COVID tests at Walmart and CVS, everybody.
I really feel like 6 months ago this would have been better, but, you know, yeah, we still need to test. I just, now that we're all getting vaccinations, it's not necessarily the first thing you'd think of. I'm just not feeling good.
Right. As travel has started back up, this story, if you've been to Hawaii, you know this, that they have... It's a small island and they have limited supplies in terms of, you know, like, for example, rental cars. They can run out. So if there's a ton of people visiting in the middle of, you know, high travel season, you may be burned. Yep. Now you can Uber. They've got that. But they're saying here that because of COVID, people are doing less Ubers and some people have resorted to renting U-Hauls to drive around on their vacation.
Oh, well, whatever gets you there.
Yeah, like, look at you figuring it out.
Well,
not letting my trip be ruined. No. Oh,
I need a car. I'm not going to Uber everywhere. It's ridiculous.
So this was the story I thought of for your boy. When I saw this, I went, oh, Berkeley is in the process of shopping for a location where they're going to do their thing, right? Unfortunately, Walnut Creek's not on the list.
Well, Walnut Creek is where they just signed a lease, so.
Oh, no! San Francisco
working out,
won
working out the creek.
In California, San Francisco won out, which you'd expect, no, but they're saying the best cities for young professionals in all 50 states, and they rank these things on income, rent, unemployment rates, and how many single people are there. As far as locations go, Madison, Wisconsin was considered number one as income and rent are reasonable. And 50% of people in Madison have never been married.
Really?
So you've got a good shot.
Wow. It's quite a pool.
Fargo, North Dakota, Salt Lake City, Raleigh, North Carolina, which we just talked about. Apple's going to be putting a campus there. Cambridge, Mass.
That's surprising. Expensive.
Why?
There. It's pricey.
Oh, well, it's pricey in San Francisco, too, but there's
that is
gigs.
True. Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's true.
Arlington, right, Virginia, Lincoln, Nebraska, St. Paul, Minnesota, Nashville, Tennessee. There's a whole map of all the places where young professionals will do best. So you can look that
up. No Crick, huh? No, not over by the Crick?
Walnut Creek, not on the list. Sorry.
Omaha, huh?
Oh, no, did you just gloss right by Omaha?
It was Lincoln.
Lincoln,
Nebraska.
Also known as Omaha.
Right. Yes.
For our purposes here on this show.
For the purposes of playing our song, yes, it's Omaha.
Is there a Lincoln song we could, I mean, should we have all the Omaha songs? I mean, all the Nebraska songs?
Let's see.
See if you can find a Lincoln,
Norman,
Nebraska.
Oklahoma. Austin,
we wish
Texas.
We were Omaha.
You've been hearing about Austin, Texas quite a bit. In fact, one of your boys was headed there, right? Denton.
Denton, yeah, which is more like Dallas area.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened with that adventure? Over?
I think the COVID happened to it, and then I'm not sure what his plan is now. All I know is he's really busy in his room.
Busy. Oh, well, that's good.
I plans today, Mom. Okay. You have a great time with those.
There's a 39-year-old guy named Takashi Miyagawa.
6'9"? Oh, okay.
He's 39, and he's from Osaka, Japan. He managed to get into relationships with 35 different women at the same time. Apparently, he sells shower products door-to-door for a multi-level marketing pyramid scheme, and he was in it, not for the nook. You know, I did it for the nookie.
Yeah.
He didn't. It seems he wasn't in it for sex or emotional companionship or... you know, to show how handsome and brave he is, everyone. I will conquer all the ladies of Japan. Nope, not that either. He was in it for presents. He told every one of these girls he had a different birthday, so there would be a steady supply of gifts rolling in his way.
Oh, well. I mean, that's, it's, you know, tons and tons. He'd have to, that's a lot to keep straight.
Yes.
35 is a lot to juggle. Like, three is actually kind of a lot to juggle, but 35 is, takes some real dedications. He wanted, like, new dress shirts or,
His scam blew up in February when a few of his girlfriends found out about each other, and then they started tracking down more women who thought they were in a relationship with the guy, too. They say his scam wasn't even that lucrative for all the work he put in, which included keeping track of the women and the lies he told them on an Excel spreadsheet.
Wow.
Oh.
But it only brought in his, you know, scam, only brought in about $1,400 in presents, and now he's facing fraud charges, so...
Wow, you can face fraud charges for dating 35 women?
Looks like it.
I mean, that seems... Would you, do you think you'd be in trouble if you did that in America? Or would people just go, well, way to try and get stuff?
But well, I think if the women were like, I gave that guy money, then maybe.
Maybe.
But probably not, you know? I don't know.
He was lying to me, and that is wrong, but is it...
Illegal,
right. Mm. I don't think anything would have happened to someone here unless they built someone out of their savings. Then yes, okay, now we're crossed. But if you just told someone, oh, my birthday's day after tomorrow because I wanted a present, like I don't... How long was this going on, Vin?
Let me see if I have that.
While you're looking, I want to play something for you.
Okay.
See if you...
Oh, do we have a link in? Okay.
Approve of this one.
From a town like an embrace.
Is that the boss?
Bruce Springsteen?
It is. Good job.
That is great. Just that line alone is all we needed. Yeah. Down of Lincoln, Nebraska. It's great. It's great.
Now we
have a Lincoln, Nebraska song. Put it in next to Omaha.
Should I though?
Yes. 100%.
Like, it's not,
I don't have Takashi's start date on his run through the women of Japan, but...
Well, only $1,400. It couldn't have been too long, right?
Right.
Unless he just, you know, these women were also cheap. My God.
People are lonely right now. I mean, he pulled this nonsense during COVID. So he's going door to door during COVID. Okay.
Seems dicey.
It does. But if you're alone in the house... You'll take whatever attention you can get, maybe.
Oh my God, the soap salesman's here again.
Uh-huh.
He told me it was his birthday. I bought him some slippers.
You expect that a president of any nation would probably get the best possible medical care.
You think, yes.
This leads me to a fast fact, everyone.
Okay.
Fast facts.
After President James Garfield was shot in an assassination attempt, he couldn't hold down food. So the last month of his life, his doctor fed him from the other side.
Is that doable?
It's not. It didn't work. He died.
Oh.
Oh. That's too bad. Man.
So they backdoored him, huh? That's up where he could get nutrients from it?
I guess. They were hoping that would work. It didn't, and he passed away. It's very unfortunate. But you figure that's, you know, the cutting edge of medical.
Right.
At the time.
What a horrible end of life thing to have had. You know, I mean, you can't eat. You can't. You got a guy messing around behind you.
Turn around.
Let me get this tube in place so you can get nutrients that your body desperately needs.
Oh, that's such a fun one.
This won't hurt a bit. Just grit your teeth and bite down on this leather strap I've provided.
It's pretty great, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks. That's another song I've written. Just write it down on the list.
Listen to this one. Soybeans were named after soy sauce, not vice versa.
Oh.
The word soy comes from the Japanese word for the sauce, shoyu.
Shoyu.
Not for the Japanese word for the beans themselves, which is daisu.
Oh, I thought it would be edamame. Isn't that what they call soybeans when they... Because they wanted to seem sexier than soybeans. Here's a bowl of soybeans. Or here's some edamame. It's delicious. You'll love it.
It is delicious, too, by the way.
I love edamame.
I like that.
So what are the... Daisu?
Daisu. I'm probably saying that wrong. I don't know Japanese.
Isn't there a Japanese like convenience store called Daisu?
Daiso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different.
Oh, that's the store?
That's the store, yeah. It has a bunch of cool
stuff.
It's yeah, we go there at Christmas time to get stocking stuffers and stuff. Some good candy.
Just random.
Yeah, very random. Super random. It's over in Japantown, Vinny. You should check it. Oh my God, your daughters will love Chinatown and Japantown and all the towns.
Well, we're working on...
love those
on
places. So I do so
all
much
the towns.
I don't know that we'll get to the city anytime soon, but we're working on a couple
sure
things for this year. We've got right two trips planned. We're very excited.
What's the second trip? I know about Hawaii.
We're hoping to rent an RV and go cruising.
How exciting! Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that sounds so exciting.
Doesn't
just
it?
Get a U-Haul.
Don't get a U-Haul. Just
no,
get,
no,
get
no.
Nice,
if we can't right get a good RV, then we won't. I don't know. I'm very nervous. You know, I watched National Lampoon's Vacation probably 200,000 times, and so I'm very aware how these things don't
well
go
now
the
you
way
know the pitfalls not to fall into, Vinny.
They don't go the way you plan, ever. So
we'll stop here. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I can see Clark
our legs
launching the family, what do they call that? The truckster, the family truckster out into the desert where he shares a beer with Russ and then has to hike his ass out of there. Mm. Remember that with the pants on? Never mind.
I don't. I was not an aficionado of those movies.
Wow, really?
I mean, I saw them. I cannot remember the things that happened in them, though.
All right. Let me see. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We still have plenty of time for you to get your texts in. We'll do some of those on the other side as well. Backdoor Feeding is a South Park episode.
Oh.
What? Oh, I better not read that. That's looking scary. That's not a fast fact. That's a gross fact. Sorry, I'm just telling you.
I like it. I thought it was great. My mom's saying she liked it too.
Oh, Vinny, just because it's multi-level doesn't mean it's a pyramid scheme. No, in the article, they call it a pyramid scheme. That's what makes it a
pyramid
scheme.
Those are those things where you have to buy, like somebody tries to sell you your chance to sell this to other people, and then you've got to get more people to buy it from you, and then it just... it pays up. The more people that you get, the more money that you get. It's a pyramid mm-hmm scheme.
Yeah. 617 says, young professional living in Walnut Creek can confirm would not make the list. In all seriousness, I do enjoy living here and enjoy seeing the demographic shift, but apparently it's not a hot spot.
Riley thinks he might just try and commute for a while rather than move there.
Oh,
I was like, why don't you just move like to the East Bay somewhere? Just go back to Berkeley or go to Oakland, you know, find some Albany.
And what'd he say? No?
No, no, no. I'm just
I got it made here, Ma.
And he does have it made. God, I'd love him to just stay. But that's a lot of commuting. That's mm-hmm a long ass commute and tunnels,
you know,
and stuff.
As someone who has commuted a lot, I do have to admit you get steeled for it and you do what you do. And since this last year has happened, I'm like, I really don't want to do that again.
I don't want to do that anymore.
Really can't believe it. I'll have to get my head back around it when it starts up again, because right that is not attractive.
Well, and you know, it just, you save so much money on cars. Yeah, but you know, it's, you're right. You steal yourself. You find your ways of, you actually start to crave your commute. I did. You know, I would listen to what I wanted to hear, and it was a time when no one was talking to me, and you're not supposed to use your phone, so that was great. You couldn't reach me. It was great. I liked it.
Well, we'll see how he likes it. He may very well, after a month or two, say, an hour in the car each way is not worth it. I'm wasting my life out there on the road.
Yeah, and he'll be lucky if it's only an hour each way. I mean,
right
from my house to the Crick, that's bridges and tunnels and tolls. And
oh, is it known as the Crick now?
We call it around here. Sorry, the Crick. You know.
I've never heard it like that, yeah, but I like it.
Well, we
Big
have a song.
Walnut Creek's
we have
gone.
One of our
what
songs
the hell?
Over by the Crick, Lickety Split. That's like one of the songs we sing all the time. So now when he said he was moving to Walnut Creek, I'm like, oh, you're going to the Crick? Over by the Crick? Sounds good.
Anyway.
Sorry, I'll try and stop calling it the Crick.
800-400-3697 is our text number. We'll read more of your comments after these messages.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.